Now, part three of our interview with U.S. Senator Mike Rounds, brought to you by Purple Wave Auction. This one is for me, Senator. We're preparing for another brutal, no-holds-barred presidential election. What can you tell fellow Americans to cowboy up and get through it besides this too shall pass?
Well, number one, we know right now that inflation and the economy are going to be a huge part of this discussion. And then if we want the inflation to come under control, you got to expect for more than just the Federal Reserve. The Federal Reserve is going to do the impact on the demand side by making the cost of money more. On the supply side of things, we've got to do everything we can. And for me, that means an administration that actually cares about increasing the amount of energy that we've got, getting as much energy from all of the above resources we can, and getting those supply chains back in operation, making it easier for people that actually produce things, which means mining, drilling, and producing on the farm. Let's get into it. Let's get this economy rolling again. Let's get the supply chains fixed, bring the cost of energy down, and then let's take advantage of the new technologies we've got, incorporating artificial intelligence into healthcare and actually improving the quality of life for literally millions of Americans over the next 8 to 10 years.
Senator, on a personal level, though, you've been through a ton of elections over the years. I notice a lot of people are really stressed out over the impending election, just the stress that comes with it. Neighbors versus neighbors, you know, TV commercials, radio commercials, flags flying. How do you get through that personally and not implode?
It's challenging because, you know, we feel the same frustrations that a lot of people do in terms of what's happening in the world. We see the world is on fire right now. And most people don't like it that way. They want to see some consistency. But I told some folks, I was at a Memorial Day service the other day, and I had two guys, each of them having a really strong, different point of view about the election coming up. And the one thing that I can tell you on it is that I had to look at both of them. They're side by side, and they were both going to yell. And one of them was pro one team, and the other one was pro the other team. I finally say, look, 80% of the stuff we all agree on. And once in a while, we forget that. Let's recognize, number one, what we have in common, and honoring these men and women who have died in support of our country. That's something that we all agree we have to remember, and we have to, you know, honor them. And you know what? Both of them kind of looked at each other, and they kind of went, yeah, that's true. This is one thing that brings us together rather than separating us. And Ronald Reagan, and he's my hero yet, he used to say, somebody who agrees with me 80% of the time is my friend and not my enemy. And sometimes we just got to be reminded that, yep, elections bring out the differences. But the real point is we're still Americans first before we are anything else.
Wow. I'm going to leave it at that. Perfect answer. Thank you so much for your good work in Washington and the state of South Dakota. Senator Mike Rounds, thanks for being part of America's Hot Barn Report.
You have a good one.
This breaking beef news brought to you by Stockman's Livestock, Napoleon Livestock, North Platte Stockyards, Platte Livestock Market, Lemon Livestock, Tri-County Stockyards, Torrington Livestock, Creighton Livestock, Bassett Livestock, Crestwell Livestock, Okanala Livestock, Ridge Livestock, and Fanage.